Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. It's our prayer here at the Seed is that we all come to know the love of God, grow in the grace of Jesus Christ, go in the power of the Holy Spirit, sowing seeds of faith in our world. We invite you to join us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Many of you can't come in person, but you can always join our live stream. You can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the live stream on Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Pacific. If you miss all those opportunities, you can go to our YouTube channel, which is the Seed Christian Fellowship, and you can watch, well, you can watch our complete worship service with the music and children's message, or you can just watch our children's message and grow, or you can watch our weekly messages. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. It's Thanksgiving week. One of the things I did this past month, I challenged our congregation to set an alarm on their clock for 11:28 a.m. You could do it 11:28 p.m. if you're a night person, but 11:28 a.m. When the alarm goes off, stop and say a prayer. 11:28, of course, was Thanksgiving Day, but you can still continue to do it, or maybe set it for a time that you want to just stop for a moment and say a prayer of thankfulness. What are you thankful for? We hear the words thanks, thankful, thankfulness, Thanksgiving. Well, today we're going to, since it's Thanksgiving weekend and Christ the King Sunday's coming up and Advent's just around the corner in the church calendar, we're going to look at Thanksgiving. We're going to look at Psalm 100 and Colossians 2, 6 through 7. We're taking a break from our reading in Ephesians because of Thanksgiving weekend. Before we go to God's Word, let us pray. Lord God, we are so thankful. We enter your courts with thanksgiving. We give you praise and thanks for all that you've given us. Be with us as we study your word. In Jesus' name we pray. If you have your Bibles, we're Psalm 100, great little psalm to memorize, and Colossians 2, 6 and 7. Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. One thing I would recommend you do when you read scripture, slow down, maybe have a little journal or write in your Bible, and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. And one or two of those words, or maybe one verse, will jump off the page that day and reflect on that. And our New Testament reading comes from Colossians chapter 2, 6 and 7. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. There you go. That's it. Overflowing with thankfulness. Well, this is the month in which we give thanks. Thanksgiving's Day. It just happened for, hopefully you were gathered around the table with family, friends, near and far, to eat together, laugh together, play games together. Thanksgiving is a time to break out the old family recipes and give thanks for God's wonderful blessings for the past year. In the United States, Thanksgiving, well, it's a four-day weekend, and it marks a pause in our school and college calendars. It also marks the beginning of a holiday season. Did you know that the first Thanksgiving Day was proclaimed by the Continental Congress in 1777? There were six national proclamations by presidents in the past 30 years of this nation. During the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a federal holiday. A prayerful day of thanksgiving is how it's quoted. A prayerful day of thanksgiving. on the last Thursday in November. Since then, every U.S. president has always made an official Thanksgiving proclamation on behalf of the nation. President Franklin D. Roosevelt set the date for Thanksgiving to be the fourth Thursday of November in 1939, and it was approved by the Congress in 1941. Do you know, though, every Sunday, we as believers in Christ have Thanksgiving Day. Really, you as a follower and believer in Christ, any time, any hour, any minute is a time to be thankful. The psalmist said in our reading, we are to come into his courts or God's gates with thanksgiving. We are called and reminded to give thanks and praise because God's faithfulness endures forever. Well, we are in a season of Thanksgiving. We are, and it's a wonderful thing to do. At our church, we deliver baskets, Thanksgiving baskets, to the community center for people less fortunate. Baskets are filled with food, supplies, and gifts and gift cards for families who need help. While we were there this past week, we talked with one of the directors who told us that they had 100 families signed up and they needed another 50, and they had another 50 on the waiting list. They were hoping that they would receive 150 baskets. That's my prayer, that all the people that need food will receive it. What comes to your mind when you hear these words? Thanks, thankful, thankfulness, thanksgiving. What do these words mean? The Hebrew word for give thanks is yada, Y-A-D-A-H, yada, yada. And it occurs over 114 times in the scriptures. This word, yada, can be translated with words like praise, give thanks, confess, thanks, make a confession, thanksgiving, and thankful. The Hebrew word for thanksgiving is a derivative of yada. It is hoda. P-O-W-D-A-W, and it is used 18 times, and it's pronounced it Buddha. What does that sound like? Buddha. Buday. That's what, to me, when I look at my Hebrew and Greek, and I break it down, the Hebrew word is P-O-D-A-W, but it's pronounced Buddha. But it sounds like today. I think what we are supposed to do is stop and give thanksgiving prayers today and every day. Here is the early so what. So what if you stopped every day for 60 seconds, 1 minute, and thanked God for everything that came to you in that time? I mentioned that I challenged our church to set their alarms for 11:28 a.m. and pray for 60 seconds. Maybe, just maybe, that would change our hearts and our minds for at least 1 minute. The Greek word for thanks is eucharistio, and eucharistio is used 36 times in Scripture and can be translated with words like give thanks, thank, be thankful, be grateful, and feel thankful. Psalm 100 is identified as a psalm of giving thanks. Now, that does not mean that the rest of the psalm doesn't encourage us to give thanks. In fact, Psalm 118 uses the word give thanks more than any other psalm. When the psalmist says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his love endures forever. Some scholars have said that Psalm 107 is another favorite psalm of thanksgiving. Psalm 107 is often referred to as the Pilgrim's Psalm because it is cherished by the Puritans as they traveled to the New World. When it comes to Psalm 100, Charles Spurgeon, the great Baptist preacher of the 19th century, declared, quote, nothing can be more sublime this side of heaven than the singing of his noble song by a vast congregation. Let us take a quick look at Psalm 100 and break it down. Psalm 100 contains 7 great imperatives and 2 exclamations of why we should give thanks. An imperative is a verb, but more importantly, it is like a command. It is like a red light, and the meaning of the red light is stop and see what is being said. Here are the 7 imperatives. The first 3 teach us how to give thanks, and the 4th teaches us why we should give thanks, and the last 3 are an invitation to thank God. How to give thanks. The first is shout. Shout. This word in Hebrew has many meanings. It can mean make a joyful noise, make a loud noise, raise a blast, shout in triumph, raise a war cry, or shout for joy. Have you ever been to a major sporting event? Have you ever heard how loud the crowds are? I watched a football game on TV the other night. It was pouring rain during the entire game. The stands stayed full the whole game, all for a sports team. I wonder what worship will be like in heaven. Spurgeon said of this verse, quote, "Our happy God should be worshipped by a happy people. A cheerful spirit is in keeping with his nature, his acts, and the gratitude which we should cherish for his mercies." So the first imperative is shout. The second imperative is worship. The word worship can be translated serve, work, well, be a slave, keep in service, or worship. I think the NIV has a good translation of the word. Worship is a time to serve, and serving is a time to worship. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 and 36, Jesus gave these words to those who were following him. "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." When we make Thanksgiving baskets here at our church, we put together shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child. We collect coins for children in Zambia. We help a friend in need become a servant to someone. We have a Church Mouse Fund. The Church Mouse collects money and gives it to those in need. We want to be a worshiping church every week. So the first imperative is shout. The second imperative is worship. The third is come. Come. Come, enter, be included, return, pursue. The Israelites came back to Jerusalem every year for the feast. I think it's a reminder that God is to be worshipped. The fourth commandment is remember and keep the Sabbath. Pursue God. How wonderful it would be that if all the churches in this world would be filled on the Sabbath, on Sunday morning, because people came back to worship and give thanks for God. The fourth imperative is know. To see, to know, to experience, to be aware, to understand. What are we to know? You know, we say that saying, well, you know. What are we to know? We are to know that God is our creator. God is our redeemer. God is our savior. God is Lord. Psalm 23, the Good Shepherd, and John 10 are some great passages to read. Regardless of what may happen to us, we are still his. Troubles inevitably will come. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. Our prayer team at The Seed, we're seeing some wonderful answers to prayer, some real praise reports. We had a man who was paralyzed from a fall, and they never thought he would move, and now he's moving his feet and his hands, and praying that God will restore him. But if you have prayer, you can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the prayer icon, and our prayer team will pray for you. So we've been looking at the imperatives of Psalm 100, and the first imperative is shout. I'm not going to shout for you, but it is shout. It means make a noise, be a happy person, worship, come in and give worship. And then the next one is come, enter in, be included, pursue, and then to give thanks, to know. To know. And I always say, you know, you hear people say, what do you know? And some people go, I don't know anything. Well, we're to know that God is our creator. God is our redeemer. God is sovereign. God knows where you're at. God knows what you're struggling with. I mentioned last week, God knows your past. God knows your present. God knows your future. Psalm 23 is a good psalm to just put to memory. You know, the Lord is our shepherd. So that's a good one. Go read John 10 and read about Jesus being the good shepherd and being the gate, and no one can take you out of God's hands. Regardless of what may happen to us, we are still God's children. Troubles inevitably will come, but it is no matter. We are his. Worship is a way to experience and understand that God is our creator. God is our redeemer. God is our Savior. So in these imperatives in Psalm 100, we're taught how to give thanks, we're taught why we give thanks, and then the invitation to give thanks. Enter. We are to come, to enter, to enter into, or to arrive, to be brought in. And then the next command is to give thanks, like we've been talking about, and praise. Bless, praise, kneel, salute, be blessed, filled with strength, adored. So what? Let's talk about, you know, wrapping this up. This last verse gives us a wonderful description of God's character. The psalm teaches us that God is good, God is love, and God is faithful. What I would like to do something a little different today, I'd like to look at the Greek word for thanksgiving as Eucharistio. And it is in the form of this word that we get the term the Great Thanksgiving, which is used for the sacrament of communion. When Jesus broke the bread, we are told that he gave thanks, Eucharistio, and he asked us to do this in remembrance of him. I don't know if you've ever celebrated communion. I don't know how often you celebrate communion or the Great Thanksgiving. We celebrate communion once a month. Some of our people say we should celebrate it every day. I don't think that's a bad idea. John Calvin thought we should celebrate communion every day and have the scriptures read. Paul would say in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 11:26, these words, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." Jesus demonstrated that the Great Thanksgiving, by laying down his life so that you and me and all of us could have life and life abundantly. That's what the Great Thanksgiving is all about. I think of all the great food that we celebrate around Thanksgiving time, and I want our church family to surround themselves with a Great Thanksgiving. I want us to know that we are in Christ. You know, that even as a pastor, I get in a rut. I know all the elements that should be present during our worship hour. Trust me, even I'm a little leery of what I'm about to say and do. I'd like to take the next few hours and minutes to ask you to break into small groups wherever you're at. Maybe you're driving in a car. Maybe you can't do that. Maybe you're at work. I'd ask you to take a different scripture verse and with the words thanks, thankful, thankfulness, and thanksgiving, I'd ask that you read one or two and make a moment to just introduce yourself to God or to the other person that you're with. Enter into God's court with praise and thanksgiving. I would ask that you would pray together. I don't know if you pray, if you're married, pray with your spouse. What a powerful event. I don't know if you pray with your children. Boy, is that a powerful thing. My wife and I have been blessed to have 3 grown children, and they're all married. And we have 12 grandchildren. You know that each week, now not all of them have a cell phone. I think all of us 5 do. I write a text each week on a certain day, and I write them, and they call me Pawpaw. And I say, "Hey, this is Pawpaw. I'm thinking of you and praying for you. Do you have any prayer concerns today? How can I pray for you?" Love, Papa. That's all. I just want them to know I'm thinking of them and praying for them. Not all of them every week, but just about every week, they all respond. Pray for my upcoming baseball game. Pray for my test. Pray for me to not feel alone at college. You know that everybody needs prayer. All you have to do is send a text to your friend, your neighbor, your family member, and say, "Hey, I'm thinking about you. How can I pray for you?" Or maybe you want to send a text or a note and say, I'm learning about Thanksgiving, and I want to pray and be thankful for you. Nothing big. Maybe just pause right now. Who are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? What do those words mean? Thanks, thankful, thankfulness, thanksgiving. You know, the psalmist says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs." Maybe you should just stop and, not now, I hope you finish the message, but stop and turn on your radio sometime when you're really down and turn on some Christian music and worship the Lord. Come with joyful songs. There are so many great, thankful songs that we can sing. He says, know that the Lord is God. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're struggling with. I don't know, you know, your health concerns, your finances. I don't know your relationship issues. I don't know what's going on, but I want you to know that I know the one who does. Each week as I prepare a message for you, I pray, God, give me their hearts. And I know there are people that are really lonely, especially during the holiday seasons. Maybe you've lost a loved one and you don't feel like being thankful. No, God knows how that feels. And he's there for you. He knows the dark valley that you're walking through. It says in Psalm 23, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The psalmist in Psalm 100, know that the Lord is God. He has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. God knows you. God created you. In Psalm 139, he says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are my works. I know so well, for I knit you together in your mother's womb. You know, God chose your mother. You didn't. Now, maybe you didn't have a good mother, but God loves you. Maybe you had a great mother, and God loves you. God knows who you are. And he says, I created you. I knit you together in your mother's womb. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, and my works I know so well. And he says, I know all the days of your life. God knows what you're struggling with. God knows your fears. God knows your doubt. And he still loves you. So enter his gates this season. Coming into Advent and Christmas. Christmas is around the corner. I'm not going to surprise you with that. You just finished Thanksgiving. Christmas is around the corner and we celebrate the birth of Christ. I think every day we should celebrate the birth of Christ in our lives. Again, I would challenge you to set an alarm on your clock. You could do it 11:28, which is really Thanksgiving this year. Or you can set it at whatever time you want. You can have it at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock or 2 o'clock. And pause and give God thanks for 30 seconds, 60 seconds. And thank God for whatever you want to be thankful for. Or maybe you just want to say, Lord, strengthen my hands. Lord, strengthen my heart. Psalm 100 is a great psalm to study. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us. We are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, on this Thanksgiving week and weekend, we give thanks. We give thanks that you love us. And we ask that we would learn to raise our voices with a shout of praise, that we would worship you, that we would come, that we would come into your presence and know that you are God. Know that you made us, you hold us, you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. And Lord, remind us to always enter in. We pause and enter in and we give you thanks and praise this day. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want you to know, and I pray, that the Lord will bless you and keep you, and make his face to shine upon you, to be gracious unto you this day and always. Go in peace and be thankful. God loves you. And so do I. Have a blessed week. See you next week.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. Or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.